It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm good, actually. Pretty good this morning. I was interested outside yesterday. It was, I'm sure, warmer than what it's supposed to be this time of the year.
Yeah.
But I wanted to grab a coat.
Yeah, it's a little chilly at time to time. Not too bad.
We're spoiled.
Nah,
we're completely spoiled this spring.
At this point, yeah.
No. Brett's in with us here this morning as we get things started today. He'd like to tell us what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm glad it cooled down a little bit. We could use a little breath here. Cleaning your air ducts can be a real blessing if anyone in your home has allergies. The air that is distributed throughout your house should pass over clean surfaces or it will pick up the dust, mold, mildew, or debris that is in there. Camblin Plumbing and Heating uses a negative air approach machine that will thoroughly remove all residues in your air ducts. We also have sprays that we can use after duct cleaning to alleviate any future growth of molds, and a spray that will also help to with any odor problems that you may have. Good clean air in your home is a deterrent against illness and now is a good time to get it done. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan for an appointment.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Hey, just a couple of things actually to throw in here this morning. I guess what they have in common is it's a couple of things that could wipe you out. Taxes and tornadoes.
No, yeah. I don't know which one's worse.
Well, I guess that just depends on your perspective, whether you're receiving or on the giving end. Most of us are on the giving end, unfortunately, but I guess that's the problem. There are too many people on the receiving end. That's why those of us on the giving end have it so tough, right?
Yeah.
With regard to taxes this morning, got a note here from the central office, the central region office from the IRS, just kind of reminding folks that the deadline is coming up. It's not too terribly far away. Remember, you do have a couple of extra days this year because the 15th does fall on the weekend. So instead of the April 15th traditional deadline this year, the deadline this time around to file is April 17th. So you do have just a little under 2 weeks to get all that business.
I better get busy.
Taken care. You're not finished yet?
Oh, no. I ain't even started.
Well, it's kind of the way it goes, though. I mean, folks that do expect a refund, of course, they want to file early. Makes sense.
Can't blame them.
Might as well get your money back. You made an interest-free loan to the government. They're not going to pay you interest, so you might as well get it back as quickly as you can. But on the other hand, if you feel like you're going to owe, what's the point filing any sooner than you have to?
My heart's not in it.
It's just not a motivated seller at that point, are we? Well, the tax deadline, it does come up pretty quickly, though, too. And, you know, if you're one who needs the assistance of a tax professional, which many of us do, well, then time is kind of the essence because there's only so much time in the day to sneak appointments and stuff in. And, of course, they have to have the time to make sure that they get that all that work done for you so they can get things filed in the appropriate time. So you do have that extra couple of days, but I'm not sure how much benefit that really is. But the IRS does remind taxpayers who haven't filed yet, though, that they also do have their free file system available for folks as well. They say that people who find taxes just a little too taxing, and don't we all, the IRS free file offers free software to people and e-files your taxes for free as well. If you go to irs.gov/freefile, then you can find what you need there. And they do provide us with four helpful tips about IRS free file. The IRS is such a helpful agency.
And guess what? That probably cost us more taxes.
To send this out, you think? Nothing's free in this world. But they do call it free file. Free file does the hard work for you, they say. And what they listed as is free file is a partnership between the IRS and leading tax software providers who do help to make their brand name products available for free. So you don't need to be a tax expert. It certainly would help, but the software will help find tax breaks for you, like the earned income tax credit. The software asks the questions, and you supply the answers, and it will help to find the right tax forms and do the math and things as well. Remember, did you ever do the easy form?
Oh, a long time ago.
When you were young?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're young and you don't really own anything and don't really have any investments, and it's fairly simple, you know, it's just, here's what I made. And
yeah.
you know, they have all these lines on the form, but you really only use about four of them.
I still hated it then, though.
Gee, remember the good old days when things were simple?
Yeah.
Actually, for most of us, we're glad we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I think I was making about $1,800 a year then.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember those days, too, yeah. Working my way through high school.
And, yeah.
Yeah, having to file just to get all the money back I paid anyway. So, yeah, those days are long gone. Access to free file products also is another benefit that they list. It's you must access the free file products through the website www.irs.gov to avoid any charges for preparing or e-filing any federal tax returns. And once you do choose a free file software product, then you're directed away from the IRS website to their partner's website to prepare, print, and then e-file that federal return. And that is all at no charge to you for that service. Now, also, they do mention they have free options for everyone. There's a free option, for example, people who make $57,000 or less per year, which actually includes most Americans. You can use the free file software. People who make more than that can use free file fillable forms. That's an electronic version of the IRS paper forms. So there are some things out there. And then, of course, there are the extensions, and the extensions are free as well. Taxpayers who cannot make the April 17th deadline, at least they don't chop your head off like they probably did in the old days. But if you can't make the April 17th deadline, you can request an extension. And making that request is easy and free through the IRS free file. You just look for free extensions in the company offers. But they do remind you that to remember this is an extension of time to file your tax return, not to pay what you owe. So if you think you may owe, then you should be making a payment with your extension request as well. So if you need to know more, you can just go online there to irs.gov/free file to find more. I assume you can just Google that as well and come up with what you need. So don't want to get in trouble with those folks real bad.
No.
They can make life a little miserable.
And they get serious with you.
I mean, if you think you're good at paperwork and doing all the behind-the-scenes grunt work and filing and documenting of everything that you... If you think you're really good at that, go through an IRS audit, and then you'll find out just how good you are. Tough work there, but get it all taken care of in a timely fashion so nobody comes a-knocking on the door. And also just a reminder, too, this morning we wanted to as well. A few weeks ago we kind of talked about this because in Nebraska they actually had their severe weather awareness event already. And a few of the counties here in western Iowa are part of the Valley, Nebraska region. So we kind of talked a little bit about tornado and severe weather preparedness a few weeks ago. But we also did want to throw in just a little note here this morning, too, because you'll be hearing stuff here on the radio this morning. Today is this is actually Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Iowa all week. And that's, of course, to increase the knowledge and public awareness of severe weather, which we have already seen through the Midwest. As we mentioned, all you have to do is look through the areas down there in southern Missouri. Indiana had a little spat with severe weather already this year. So look out for those kinds of things. Understand the hazards and how to best respond to them. As we mentioned in the past, just go through those plans and things. You never know where you might be. You know, something else to consider, too, there are so many spring sports for high school students and junior high students that parents end up sitting through, like soccer and track and golf and tennis and all these different types of things. There's so many things going on. You know, where might you be if severe weather hits? You know, always, you should always be thinking a little bit about that. Not that you should sit down and, you know, talk over the plans or anything, but yeah, you should really, if you're going out someplace, say at a golf meet, and the weather looks like it might take a turn for the worse, you might want to know where you should be just in case. You'll always be thinking about those kinds of things this time of the year because that weather can change so quickly and it can come upon us in a heartbeat, and we just don't have time to really prepare so much at that moment. So you need to make sure you're thinking about where you need to be in times of disaster like that. Also during this week, the National Weather Service is promoting weather safety and doing that today with a live tornado warning test. So you'll be hearing that a little bit later on this morning. Between 10 and 10:15 this morning, you'll hear a test tornado warning that'll be issued through the emergency alert system. So So you'll be hearing all the tones and things here on the radio, and you'll probably hear sirens and things go off in your community. So be prepared for that. It's not an actual emergency. It will be a test, but it is a vitally important part of the process because, as you well know, we don't use a lot of that equipment in a lot of cases over the winter months because it's usually used for severe weather, which we don't have a whole lot of in the winter months. So it's good for cities and counties and, of course, broadcast outlets like ours to be able to go through the testing and stuff to make sure that everything is working as it should and everybody's receiving the proper information that they need to be prepared. So you will hear those tones go off a little bit later this morning, but again, the weather should be fine today. That is just a test tornado warning that most broadcasters and emergency personnel will be hearing, scanner type traffic and stuff like that this morning if you're one who likes to listen to the police and fire scanners and stuff. And you'll also hear those sirens going off probably in the different communities as a test. So be aware of those things and be thinking about what you need to do if that were something that were a real emergency. I'll turn things back over to Brett. You know what a real emergency is? Is when we get to 90 degrees and the air conditioning doesn't work.
That is an emergency.
That's a real big
deal. Unfortunately, we've gotten several of them already.
I bet you have. And by golly, they need it done right now, don't they?
Yeah. So I keep telling them it's going to cool down. I keep hoping. So I think we got her today. Camlin Plumbing and Heating proudly carries Kohler fixtures because of their quality, diversity of style, their color spectrum, and their warranties. Camlin Plumbing and Heating discounts all of the Kohler products from less price every day, not just on special weekends. From bubble massage tubs to their kitchen sinks, nobody offers the variety like Kohler can. Nobody can install the fixtures like Camlin Plumbing and Heating, and nobody can produce the finished look like we can. Stop into our showrooms in Atlantic or in Harlan to view the diversity of Kohler and get your new kitchen or bathroom started today. In Atlantic, call 243-1512, or in Harlan, call 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Emma Bunton. It says, be yourself, take control of your life. Simple as that.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Well, it's a good day. All things turn good today.
I hope so.
The baseball season opens
today. Oh, hey. This is the year the Cubs are going to do it. I know you're a Cards fan, but...
No, I'm not.
No?
Quit swearing at me like that. I'm a Cubs
fan. They force
fan.
You to play these games?
They do. They do. I forgive you.
Okay.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate coming in this morning. Hey, God, make it a great day, and God bless America.